Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Schweniger, and she is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, you're just always doing stuff, and it's always, I think, fun stuff. But what we want to talk about right now is the backyard bird count.
Yeah, the backyard bird count is coming up. It is held this year over February 17th, so it starts on a Friday, ends on a Monday, the 20th. And anytime during those days or every day, whatever you feel like, filling out a checklist and a species also, what birds are in your backyard, things like that, or at a park, things like that. And just count them and help out. The Cornell University does this every year. It's a citizen science project, which means they kind of open it up to everybody in the U.S. And they have done this now, I think, publicly for 15 years. Mm. And so they're getting lots of good data. And so last year we were second.
And all right, let's get
yes.
this up there.
We were excited. But here's the interesting thing that I thought about the last year's results was that even though we were second, we had 47 different species reported. And between second and the third, there was very close in species reported, even though, and actually I should say, Adele won. That town was first last year, but we ended up having more species than them.
Oh, okay.
So
when you say that, now, we're going to talk a little more about timing, but what if I don't know? I mean, I know blue jays and I know robins. I haven't seen any of those yet, but I know sparrows in general. Should I still participate?
Yes. You only count the ones you know.
Okay.
So if you have a mystery bird come to your feeder or come to where you're watching, you don't have to count it. Now you can, people take pictures. People take pictures. People take notes and then go back to a book and try to figure it out. So it's up to you, but you don't have to count it if you don't know what it is. And that's okay. The nice thing, especially beginning birders all the way up to the experts that, have those bird feeders right outside their house, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm.
So then you mentioned I could do this every day or
yes.
I could just do it for a certain amount of time. I don't mm-hmm. have to do it every day. What's kind of
The minimum is 15 minutes. And so 15 minutes and there's checklists that you can have. And if you you have no idea what we're talking about right now,
yeah.
come to our information night, our information session, which is going to be this Saturday at the Atlantic Public Library. And so Saturday the 11th at 1:30. And come to the public community room. You'll get everything you need. You'll get step-by-step if you want to do it online and you want to submit your checklists online. But if you want to still do it by mail, you'll still have get all those things that you need to do this.
You just try and take care of everybody with their interests and their resources.
Ability.
Yes, and
resources.
Abilities also. Yes,
and yes.
Yes. So as you say, this has been going on about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
What important data? What kinds of things are they learning?
They are, and especially with us, a lot of people go out to the parks and count somewhere where they don't are not usually at. So trumpeter swans get counted a lot, Canada geese in Atlantic. But, going to a park, going to Sunnyside, going to Pellet Woods is also an option. You just check that you were at a park, things like that. But they are learning the population. A lot of the times that they're learning a lot more about the population and the numbers of certain species. And so the fluctuations, what could have affected them. They also take weather into account. You're going to record a little bit about the weather, if it's sunny that day or if it's a blizzard. Because we've had this over a blizzard, that's for sure. So they take that into account and they look at the past weather of all the years to see maybe if they didn't have a nesting success for that year for that species. So they learn a lot about the particular species and the numbers and things like that. And they really are starting to bring in the weather aspect into it.
Okay. So we can help this research one, which really helps all of us in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, the meeting for that is this Saturday, if you want to learn more.
Yep. And so Saturday, February 11th at 1:30 at the Atlantic Public Library Community Room. So.
Okay. No fee. Just
come. Just come and learn more. And, you know, even if you're an expert birder, you know, just coming and learning a little, maybe how to do it online or how to fill out the checklist.
And if I just want to do it online, I'm assuming there's information there that I could get started by.
Okay. Yep. We'll have that information there too.
Okay. What if I can't come to the meeting?
You can certainly give us a call. We keep a running list for the Great Backyard Bird Count, who wants it by mail or who wants it by internet or by email, things like that, that with the directions. So every year I actually send out the directions, and they went out just last week. And so through the mail or through the internet.
Okay, very good. And we should remind folks that if they want to find you, they need to look under the surrounding area, not Atlanta.
Yes. We're in Lewis. And so our phone number is 769-2372.
Okay. So let's get us more involved, and we could be number one in the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm. You never know. It was Adele had 102 to our 77. Sorry.
Oh, well, we've got a little ways to go.
So
it's a little fun to have some
that's
competition.
That's the checklist.
But the important thing, of course, is the information that is gathered. So, talking about birds, we're kind of in a bird mode today.
Yes, we
are. I understand you have a bus tour in the works.
Yes, we are taking a bus tour to go see the Sandhill Crane Trips. We do this about every other year, and we are going out to Kearney, Nebraska, March 25th and 26th. That's a Sunday, Monday. And it is just plumb full of activities, of, you know, visiting some nature centers and also seeing the sandhill cranes. And also this year, new to the lineup is prairie chickens. On our way back, we're going to actually stop at a ranch that has a big luck and be viewing these prairie chickens. So we had one information night already. We do have an upcoming information night Monday the 13th. And that's at 6 p.m. at the Rock Island Depot downtown in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. And what about costs?
It is $175 a person.
And that covers?
That covers the bus, the hotel, everything pretty much but your meals.
Pretty good. And if you haven't done this before, I'm sure it's very exciting.
Yes. And you know, and one of those things is, you know, a lot, the best thing about these information nights is you actually kind of get to see and hear and feel what it's going to sound like in the bird blind that we sit in and watch the cranes come in. It is literally like being at an airport because they're just all coming in. They're making a bunch of racket and just the sound sometimes can be deafening. Uh-huh. So
and
it's
I'm
amazing.
Sure if you've been there before, you know, it's not the same every year, even though you're doing mm-hmm. the tour. It, you know, there's in nature, there's really no exact repetition. Right.
So, right.
And what about signing up? How are you coming up?
Yeah, we are about half full. We go in with this with Cass County, Shelby, Audubon County, Harrison County, and
One more.
Carroll and Denison. So, yeah, Crawford County, that's it. So, yeah, we go within with all. So you're not only going to just have one naturalist, you're going to have like five of us.
All right.
giving you the experts. Mm-hmm. And we set up some experts to come up on the bus and things like that. It's just a fun time.
Social event as well. Maybe meet some new people, other people who enjoy getting out and seeing the birds. And so that could all be a part of this whole event. And to register? Do they need to come to the meeting?
They don't need to come to the meeting. I mean, they can call. They can call us, and we can mail out the application and the registration form and the itinerary, things like that. So you can just call and get it mailed to you. Again, that's 769-2372, and then that would all get mailed to you, and then you can just mail it right back.
Okay. But don't wait, because that bus
is going up. The deadline is the 17th of February for the final of the registrations. And so,
if you wait that long, you might be too late.
Yes, we're halfway, and we can only fit so many people on the bus.
So get that call made if you're at all interested. And the dates of that, again, is March 25, 26.
Yep. Okay. Yes, correct.
Excellent. And again, we want to remind people about the Backyard Bird Count in that meeting to learn more about it, or of course give you a call, but that is this Saturday.
Yes, February 11th at 1:30 p.m. at the Atlantic Community Public Library.
Okay, well, we've been visiting with Laura Schwendiger, who's a naturalist for Cass County, telling us about all this great stuff going on. So thank you very much, Laura.
Thanks.
Well, let's see if you agree with this. Sunshine is delicious, rain is refreshing, wind braces us up, snow is exhilarating. There is no such thing as bad weather. Just different kinds of weather.